You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Time to talk a little Redbirds baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch of Cardinals.com. And hi, Jen. So one of the things we want to do in this episode is bold predictions for 2016. But before we get there, a little news this week. Cardinals not done building this team for 2016. They announced on Monday the signing of Son Juan Oh. Do I have that right?
Yeah, close enough. We'll just call him O, Mr. O.
Okay. What do we know?
Well, it's, you know, here in St. Louis, everybody's been waiting to find out when the Cardinals are going to add their bat, and in the meantime, they continue to add pitching. So, you know, Mr. Oh, as I will call him to make it easy, comes from South Korea, actually played most recently in the Japanese professional league. But really, this has been a Cardinals focus, an organizational focus for the last several years to become more involved in the Asian market, to get to the place where they felt comfortable bidding on these players. And, what was particularly intriguing about this opportunity, not just the career that O has put together now at age 33, but also that there was no posting fee involved. So they were essentially able to negotiate with him as a free agent, just as they would with a free agent here in the States. So he has an illustrious career both in the Japanese Professional League and also in the Korean baseball organization. A career closer who will come over here and be a setup option. Trevor Rosenthal will remain the team's closer right now. But you look at what the Cardinals have done to this point in adding O, adding Broxton to what they already have, and hoping to get Walden healthy. And this has the looks of being a very formidable Cardinals bullpen. So again, while everybody kind of went into this winter thinking the Cardinals were going to upgrade on the offensive end, what they've really tried to do is augment on the rotation side of things and then really create a bullpen that they think can shorten games.
Okay, and so he goes obviously a long way toward that. On the Richter scale, right, of signings, how big a deal do you think this is?
Yeah, I mean, it is a big deal, again, because the organization has really tried to put a lot of resources into the Asian markets. They really have not been players in general on the international side for many years. They felt like they kind of lagged behind as good as this team was and as kind of forward-thinking as they were when it comes to draft and scouting. They just hadn't been there on the international side. So the fact that they were able to get something done now gives them a presence in Asia. It's a one-year deal. It does include a club option, so there's no long-term commitment here. And certainly there are going to be questions about how success in Asia can translate. Will it translate into immediate success here in the majors? But, I think the Cardinals' philosophy, and we saw it a couple years ago with the Royals, the way that they were able to shorten games to essentially six innings and just trot out their bullpen, the Cardinals believe they're building something like that. And if Jordan Walden can prove to be healthy, along with Kevin Segrist, Seth Maness, Mr. Oh, and Jonathan Broxton, leading up to Trevor Rosenthal, quite a bullpen you have built, and the Cardinals, who really pride themselves in run prevention, think that can go a long way toward that.
Yeah, interesting, too. The angle you take there is that they will have established or begin to establish some sort of presence and relationship on the Pacific Rim, and that's an interesting piece of it as well, sort of the public relations end. Well, let's move to your big, bold predictions. And I'm just going to put your feet to the flame on a couple of these. This is, we're grading. So 100 wins last year for the St. Louis Cardinals. Looking ahead to 2016, do you see triple-digit wins again in their future?
I do not this year. I think there are still some question marks, particularly on the offensive end when it comes to this 2016 team. Again, not to say that they can't perform well, and really when you look back at the 2015 team, it wasn't a team driven by its offense anyway. On the pitching side, they had almost an historical type season from their rotation last year. It's going to be very hard to repeat that again this year, as good as they think this rotation might be, the addition of Mike Leake helping in that regard. But I think it's going to be very tough. Reaching 100 wins is something this organization in its storied history has done only 9 times. You look at what the Cubs have done to become contenders in the Central. The Pirates are going to be in the mix again. I think it's going to be hard for this team to reach that number. But I will say that, no, I don't think the Cardinals will be triple-digit winners in 2016.
Okay, in this illustrious history of this franchise, right, the National League's richest, I think you could certainly argue, they have also only won 4 consecutive division titles or league titles, but that goes back to the 1800s in the St. Louis Browns. In the modern era, they've never done it. They've got a chance to do it this year. Will they win their 4th consecutive division title?
This is a hard one because we know and we've talked about it in the weeks before. You know, this offseason has been dominated by the Cubs, and everybody seems to be jumping on the Chicago bandwagon for good reason. I mean, they've built a very exciting club, a young club that's going to be probably contenders for many, many years. That being said, I have a hard time picking against the Cardinals. I mean, until they give me a reason to do so. And again, I know there are a lot of questions on the offensive end. But I do think their pitching staff, with the return of Adam Wainwright, with the addition of Mike Leake, with the bullpen that seems to be pretty formidable, I don't think it's time to count out this team yet. So I actually think Chicago might have a few speed bumps this year in terms of some of these young players really trying to find their fit. So I think that actually I'll go with yes. I do think the Cardinals can still win this division, and at this point I'll even say that they will.
Wow, okay, 4 straight, which would – beyond historic. Toward that end, I think a critical piece is going to be the health of Yadier Molina. And so I'll ask you this one. This is less a yes-no and more of a, I want you to come up with a number here. How many games will Yadier Molina start behind the plate?
I think he'll start 115 games. I think the Cardinals, regardless even of his health status, and we know right now it's a little bit questionable with the second thumb procedure that he needed. I think, separate of that, they were going to come into this year trying to rein back that workload. I mean, you look at Yadi's history, it's been remarkable. I mean, he's been a guy for the past 8-9 years that when healthy, he's caught 130-plus games behind the plate. He's going to be 34 this year, and the Cardinals believe they need to pull back on that so that they can have him healthy for a full season. So I think they were already going to limit the workload, reduce the workload to some extent. You add in the fact that it's questionable how ready he's going to be for opening day in April, along with the fact that you now have a better veteran backup catcher in Brian Peña. I think 115 games would probably be a good target number. And honestly, I think the Cardinals would be happy with that as long as he's healthy come September and into October.
Okay, I think I'd agree with that. Power has been kind of an underlying story in recent years for this team, or lack thereof. Last year, 28 home runs for Matt Carpenter. Will the Cardinals have a 30 home run hitter in 2016?
I say if Randall Grichuk can stay off the disabled list in 2016, he will be a 30 home run hitter. He has scary power potential. One of the reasons why the Cardinals have really been resistant to go out and add an outfielder this offseason, they want to see what he can give them over a full 162 game slate. The asterisk there, of course, being that he can stay healthy, which is something he's had a hard time with to this point in his young career. But yes, I do think the Cardinals will have a 30 home run hitter, which, as you mentioned, is pretty remarkable given kind of the recent power drought. I think Grichuk has a great opportunity. So I think, too, Brandon Moss, he's going to get an opportunity to play every day. You look at some of the power he put up, numbers he put up in the American League, potentially to be able to do that here. I think there's potential there. Matt Adams has power potential. I don't think he'll get enough starts to reach that 30 homer mark. And you mentioned Matt Carpenter with 28 last year. Who's to say he can't get 2 more? So I do think so. And again, at this point, I think Randall Grichuk probably has the best chance, at least in my opinion.
Okay, so what about a breakout player, Jen? Somebody who we're not really focused on right now, or the media hasn't fawned all over to this point. Who do you think is going to emerge as that guy who we all, in August or September say, wow, where would we be without him this year?
Yeah, I'll give you 2 guys. And the reason I'll do this is because the first maybe isn't so much a breakout player, but even Stephen Piscotty, and certainly everybody saw over 2+ months last year what he's capable of doing. I think he could have a special season with the opportunity to be on the field for 6 months. So, the fact that this would be his first full season in the majors also characterizes the potential for a breakout year. I think somebody a little less on the radar right now that may be worth paying attention to is Sam Tuivalala. I mean, here is a kid who we've seen, a few times out of the bullpen, is able to throw 97, 98, 99 mile an hour heat. I think the Cardinals, again, with what they've done to build their bullpen, could really ease him into a role, use him kind of in the middle innings early on. But he is a flame-throwing reliever who the Cardinals, you know, for a while now have envisioned as maybe being their closer of the future. And I think this is the year that he could stick in the Major League bullpen out of spring training, and that his role could kind of grow as the season progresses. So I guess everybody has to learn how to spell and pronounce his name, but Sam Tuivasa is a guy to watch this year.
Well, I was going to say, if you pick him just so you could say Tuivasa.
It is a fun one.
Nicely done. Great stuff, Jen. Now, we'll circle back, of course, later on and grade you against your picks and see how you did. But it's always fun to just kind of take a stab at it in January. Maybe next week we'll get back to real work again.
That sounds good. It's always fun, too, to start making predictions when you know the team is still being built. But, hey, now we got to do something to pass the time till camp opens.
No doubt. Thanks, Jen. Jennifer Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.